We thank you for a new opportunity. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to tell you thank you in 2022. We thank you, Lord God, for on this second day of January 2022, Lord God, you thought it enough to bring us together, Lord God, to come to praise you, to honor you in our worship, Lord God, and the instructions of your servant, Lord God. We thank you that the word that will be for us, Lord God, will be a word of instruction, Lord God, to carry us through, not just through today, Lord God, but through our life, Lord God. As we sit meditating on your word, Lord God, and upon your precepts, Lord God, let our hearts, Lord God, not be hardened for what you will instruct us to do on today. Let our hearts be in ready positions, Lord God, to receive the instruction of the powerful God that we honor and serve, not just in words of reading, Lord God, but in actions of doing, Lord God. As you set us forth on this 2022, Lord God, let us be remindful, Lord God, of the things you have brought us through in 2021, Lord God. Let us be remindful, Lord God, that no weapons before us, Lord God, formed against us shall prosper, Lord God, neither will those weapons, Lord God, take hold of us on today, Lord God. But the power and the tools and the resources that you have afforded us to operate in, Lord God, the tool being the weapon of war is your word, Lord God. The tool of weapon of war, Lord God, is the instruction from your holy word, Lord God. So today, as we have open ears and an open mind and a heart to receive what the word of God is today, Lord God, and every day for our lives, Lord God, let us benefit from it by doing it, Lord God, by showing up for it, Lord God, by showing forth that we trust in the unchanging word of God, that we trust in the mighty power of your will, Lord God, because of your will and your instructions, Lord God. We are brought here today, Lord God. We are brought here without compromise, Lord God. We are brought here, Lord God, because you, Lord God, sent your son Jesus to the cross so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. We have life more abundantly because you chose us to be your servants and you chose us by drawing us by your love. So as we sit attentively at the gate doors on today, at the tent doors, Lord God, in our homes, throughout this town, throughout this borough, throughout the states, Lord God, we sit here waiting to adore your word, to eat it up like honey, Lord God. We sit here, Lord God, attentively ready, Lord God, to run the races for your glory, to show forth your work. So thank you, Father God, in advance for the word that we're about to receive. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God is so good. Amen. We thank God, amen, for that wonderful prayer. Amen. And we thank God, amen, for just allowing us to be in this presence one more time. Amen. And the scripture says, in his presence is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures evermore. And we just thank God for everyone. And we give honor to our senior pastor and to our co-pastor, amen, to our assistant pastor, to everyone in their respective places, amen. We honor you, amen. We just thank God for looking on each other's faces one more time, amen. God didn't have to allow us to do it, amen. Realize we were together New Year's Eve, amen, but God didn't have to allow us to be together today, amen. But we thank God for calling our name and giving us another opportunity to tell him thank you and to worship the Lord together. He is truly worthy of all the praise, amen. We dare not take it lightly, amen. I'm excited to hear what God has for us on this morning, amen. He is truly worthy to be praised, amen. We're going to have a word, amen, the word, amen, coming through our pastor on this morning, amen. But just before she comes and give us the word, I'm just going to ask for our sister Circe, have any announcements for us, if there are any.
Good morning, everybody. Just letting everyone know the office hours for New Life resume tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. And regular weekday services resume this week as well. So we'll be happy to see everyone this week in our weekly services. And the office is open if you have any questions to give us a call. And as always, you can send your tithes and offerings through text, by texting GIVE to 732-800-5432, or go to our website, newlifeministriesinc.com, or you can always mail in any tithes and offerings to 19 Fairfax Road in Edison, New Jersey. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Circe. We thank God for her. Amen. Her diligence. Amen. To help keep the church running. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He's so good. Amen. I'm excited, amen, to hear the word of God on this morning. Amen. Prayerfully, amen, you got your Bibles. Amen. As our pastor taught us, amen, get your pen and some paper. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we could take notes. Amen. And let's hear what God has for us on this first Sunday of the brand new year, 2022. Amen. Let's get what God has for you. Amen. No pun. God just gave me that. I don't know why. But anyway, amen. Let's get it. Amen. God is worthy of the praise. Let's receive our pastor. Amen. And as always, just a gentle reminder, please keep your mics on mute. Amen. So we all can hear, amen, the word of God clearly. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Sawyer.
Amen. Amen. We give honor to God. He is my life. I'm excited. And it's so good to see your faces. Elder A is here. He's on my right side. Amen. He's sitting on the other side of me. But we just bless God and we thank God. Amen. I do honor God. Amen. Giving honor to our co-pastor, Elder A, to our assistant pastor. Amen. Our prophetess Jones. Amen. To our youth pastor. Amen. God bless you, Elder AV. Amen. We bless God for each and every heart, to our mothers, our business administrator. Dare not leave out our deaconess. We bless God and we thank God. Amen. For allowing us to see the first Sunday of 2022. I tell you, God didn't have to do it, but he did. And I am so grateful for that. I told Elder, I said, I had two different ways he was taking me this morning. And I said, but I think I'm sure now that it won't be long. I said, if we be 15 minutes, it'll be long. But I bless God because I'm just going to give you what God has given me. And I don't believe in adding to what God give us. Amen. If he tell me to just read a scripture and dismiss, that's what I'll do. If God say this, then that's what I'll do. So I'll give you what he gave me. I'm excited about it. And I just bless God and I thank God, amen, to see all of you on the line on this morning. Thank God for getting us down through another year. Oh my God and my Savior. We had some trying times. We had some good times. We had some bad times. We had ups, we had downs. I was reminded, I thought about that, some ups and downs. And I remember Bishop Virgil, he said one time, he said he's been up and he's been down. And he found out that up is better. And every time I think about up and down, I think about Bishop Virgil. Bishop Virgil said, up is better. Amen. And I got to agree with Bishop Virgil today. Up is better. Amen. But I miss Bishop Virgil. I don't know why that came to my mind, but it did. And it blessed me. Amen. But God got us through it all. Without God, we can do nothing. Amen. And God gave us a word today. And I believe this word is just to remind us not to worry about our circumstances, not to worry about what's going on around us. Always keep in mind that God is sovereign and he's in control.
Yes.
Plain and simple. God is sovereign and he's in control. So what God blesses us with, people of God, we gotta hold on to it and guard it. I'm going to say it again. What God blesses us with, we got to hold on to it and guard it. Whether it's joy, whether it's peace, whether it's peace of mind, whatever it is, hold on to it and guard it. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Proverbs. I want you to get Proverbs chapter 4. And we're going to read one verse out of there, the 23rd verse. And then I want you to turn to Proverbs 23, and we're going to read one verse out of there. Amen. So that's Proverbs chapter 4, and we're almost done. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23, and then chapter 23, verse 7. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to, if you want and if you can, you can stand for the reading of God's word, but I'm going to stay seated so I don't have to go up and down and lose my place. Amen. Amen. And those that desire to sit, just reverence God's word. Amen. But usually we stand in reverence to God's word. Amen. All right. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23 says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes, sir. And then Proverbs 23 and 7 says, "For as he thinketh," I'm just going to read 7a. And it says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Amen. And we bless God and we thank God for his written word. And I want to talk. And when I say briefly, I mean really briefly. Thank you, Jesus. On the topic or the subject, guard your heart. Guard your heart. Amen. And so we just thank and praise God for his written word. And I won't be before you long, as I said. And I just wanted to share this word, amen, with you and let and you know, and then let you go. And it's so awesome how God did this. I think he gave me this, it was some months ago he gave me this. And I was studying last night and I put the word away and I went to bed, and when I got up this morning, he said, I want you to go and search. And so I said, search? And then, you know, I had all this. Let me show y'all something. Y'all know how God does this. I said, I had all this. What do you mean search? Search what? I'm ready. Amen. And God said, no, I want you to go search. So I said, okay. So I came in my office and I got my flash drive and I plugged it in. And I said, I wonder what am I supposed to be searching? And I know that's what he told me to do. So I put it in. And lo and behold, I got this word and it said possible. And I said, possible. So I opened it up and this is what he had for us today. I had never touched it. He had given it to me, but I didn't study it out. I didn't read it again. I just kind of saved it on the flash drive for such a time as this. Yes. And so God is saying to us today, guard your heart. Amen. And I'm praying that the word that God has for us, prayerfully, you will be encouraged to be all that God has created you to be and to do. Amen. And I know God has Elder A shared with us that God has him in a place of being. Mm-hmm. And if he reminded him of a sermon that God had given me not long ago of being. Amen. But my prayer this morning is that you will be encouraged to be all that God created you to be and to do according to his will, all that he has ordained for you to do in 2022. Amen. Because God got some assignments for us in 2022. God got some things that he has ordained, my God, for us to do in 2022, but we will continually grow and to develop into what he has created us to be. Amen. And more importantly, my prayer is that we will guard our hearts, because the scripture says out of it springs the issues of life. Guard your heart. I want to start with sharing a short story with you. Amen. That I've heard, and you might have heard it, I don't know, but I want to share this short story with you. A young boy, and I remember doing this, I didn't catch crickets, but we caught grasshoppers, we caught frogs, we caught lightning bugs, and put them in a jar. Anybody remember doing that? And you would put grass in there, you know, and anything else in there. So I want to share this story. A young boy caught a handful of crickets, and he put them in a wide mouth jar. He placed inside the jar, he put typical supplies like grass, he put flies, he put berries or anything else or whatever else crickets eat. After this, he put the lid on the jar and he punched some holes in the lid. Amen. I'm sure y'all remember doing that. Amen. And he punched these holes in the jar so the crickets can breathe. So as soon as he did that, put the lid on, the crickets began to jump around hysterically, trying to get out of the jar, only to find themselves hitting the lid. Oh, my God. And then bouncing back down. They did that for a couple of days, and then the crickets stopped. My God and my Savior. Why did they stop? They stopped because the crickets became content with their jar. I'm going to say it again. The crickets stopped jumping because they came content with their jar. Moving about inside, they was eating. They was adapting to their new surroundings. They wasn't worried about trying to get out. Amen. And when the boy took the lid off the jar, the crickets didn't even notice. Oh, my God. So wanting to see what would happen, he left the lid off the jar. But the crickets never tried to escape. Why? Because before they tried to get out, they was only beaten back down. They would hit the top and fall back down. So they stopped even trying to get out. Now that they could leave anytime they wanted to, they contently stayed in the jar. My God, some of y'all see why the sermon's gonna be so short? Some of y'all got it already. They stayed in the jar. Why? Because in the process of time, they have programmed themselves, come on here somebody, to believe that their fate or that their destiny was already sealed. Amen. They thought that their future was already a wrap. So they stopped even trying to get out. Jesus. Guess what, people of God? We have some Christians like that today. Jesus. I wish I had the breath to preach it. Come on. But we got some Christians like that today. Our text today says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. In other words, be careful what you believe. I'm trying to contain myself. Be careful what you believe. Because if you believe you're a failure, then you'll be a failure.
Help, Jesus, help.
If you believe that you're an outcast, then you'll be an outcast. Come on here, somebody. If you believe that you're unworthy, then you'll believe that your jar is your destiny. Oh, my God. Then you will believe that that jar you're in is your destiny. You will believe that that situation that you're in is your destiny. Guard your heart. Be careful, because you will believe what you believe is what you will become. Guard your heart. Guard your heart, because if you believe it, you will become it. Amen. Guard your heart. And we have to be careful, because in reality, it is nothing. Your circumstance, no matter what's going on around you, no matter what's going on in you, any of that, in reality, that is simply just a barrier to the truth.
Jesus.
Guard your heart. Amen. Whatever belief system you put in your heart is what will come out. Amen. And whatever comes out of your heart is the picture that you believe.
Jesus.
My God.
Jesus.
My God. How many know, amen, that this can be unhealthy? My God. Even in the natural, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, this is unhealthy. My God. Others can tell you the truth and even point to the exit. Show you how to get out. But if you don't believe it, you will never attempt, no matter how good it sounds, you will stay in the jar and believe that that's your destiny.
Jesus.
My God. Pastor, you sure? Yes, I'm sure. Been there, done that.
Jesus.
Been there, done that. And we don't want to be bound by our circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be bound by trials. We don't want to be bound by tribulation, because we know that our God is greater than that.
Yes,
and your jar is not your destiny. The lid is off. Get out.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God. God has made a way of escape. Thank you, God. Proverbs 23:7, we've read it. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. When the crickets no longer believed that there was an escape, they stopped trying to find one. Oh, my God. So if you believe that there's no way out for you, you're going to stop looking. If you believe that there's no way out, you're going to stop trusting God. God said today, guard your heart.
Yes.
Guard your mind.
Yes.
My God and my Savior. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The Hebrew word. I'm just about done. But the Hebrew word for issues in Proverbs 4:23 is literally translated as boundaries or controlling factors. So the psalmist is saying, keep or guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the boundaries or the controlling factors of life.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes.
Thank you, God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody beat you down. I don't. All of us been through something this year. And maybe somebody beat you down with their words, or maybe they treated us with disrespect. Maybe they treated us with hatred. Maybe they treated us with scorn. I don't know. We may have fought back at first, but over time, the fight got tiresome. Amen? Come on, we know people like this. And little by little, we adjusted our whole life to fit within the lie. It's time to come out. The jar is not your destiny. Everything new in 2022.
Jesus,
thank you, Jesus. Amen? Because what happens unknowingly, the words and the actions of other people, if we're not careful, the way people act, the things that they say, amen? And even our own words.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We have to be careful. Amen. What happens? It ends up building an invisible prison. And you'll find yourself stuck because of what somebody else said, because of what somebody else did. Oh, my God and my Savior. My God and my Savior. But God is saying, guard your heart. For out of your heart flows the issues of life. Thank you, Jesus. That jar is not your destiny. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
God got greater. Yes, hallelujah. Yes. God got greater for us.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So he's letting us know that don't have to be, regardless of what we went through or are still going through. That's not the end of it.
Yes.
God got the last say.
Yes.
My God. Amen.
Yes.
You often hear me say that there are two sides to every coin. Amen. I say it often. Amen. So when we learn the truth of who we are in Christ, thank you, God. When we learn the truth of Jesus and his righteousness, and we receive him and put our faith in him, the lid is removed.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And now we're able to come out.
Yes.
Come on here, somebody. Amen. Thank you, God. The lid is removed. And as we guard our heart, allowing only what? The truth of God's word. Forget about what others say.
Same.
Forget about what the enemy say. Forget about what you even say, what you telling yourself. But when we began to only allow the truth of God's word to take residence in our hearts, amen, to reside there, out of that self-same heart, good boundaries.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, my God. And controlling factors will spring up. Amen. Paul said it this way in Romans 6 and 18. He said, having been set free from sin, you became sons of righteousness.
Jesus.
God.
Jesus.
How many know that sin caged us in? But the righteousness of Christ has set us free.
Yes.
And those who God has set free is free indeed.
Yes. Jesus. Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
My God. Guard your hearts.
Yes, yes, yes.
Guard your hearts.
Yes.
Never forgetting. So a man thinketh, so is he.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Who God has made free is free indeed.
Yes.
Guard your heart.
Yes, Jesus.
Think on these things.
Yes.
As a man thinketh, the Bible says, so is he. So if I think I'm healed, then I'm healed.
Jesus.
God.
Jesus.
If I think I've been set free, then I'm set free.
Yes, Jesus.
God, listen, I'm not making this up. It's in the book.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. If I think I'm victorious, then I'm victorious.
Jesus.
All you got, look, the word of God said, all you got to do is think it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my God. Thank you, God. If I think I'm free, then I'm free.
Yes.
Woo, thank you, yes. Jesus. Whatsoever you think.
Yes.
If I think I'm financially stable, then I'm financially stable.
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. If I think I'm the head and not the tail, then I'm the head and not the tail. If I think I'm a lender and not a borrower, then I'm a lender and not a borrower. Whatsoever I think is what I become. Thank you, Jesus. Guard your heart. Don't let anything in your heart. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if it looks just like you. Some of us got some people that look just like us. And we think because they look just like us, and because they share the same last name, we can let any kind of nonsense from them into our heart. No, guard your heart.
Jesus.
Because out of your heart flow the issues of life.
Jesus.
Thank you. Guard your heart. Don't let anything in.
Jesus.
I don't care if it looks just like it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Because some of us, well, that's my child. Well, that's my brother. Well, that's my sister. That's my... I don't care who it is, if it's not of God,
say it.
If they're not speaking or teaching the oracles of God, don't let that in your heart.
Yes, Jesus.
Because you'll find yourself like them crickets, trapped. And the word said, who God has set free is free indeed. Guard your heart.
Yes, Jesus.
Come on here. Think about all that. Oh, my God. Yes. All that you've been through in 2021. And you're going to let somebody else's thoughts, somebody else's words, somebody else's action come and take the peace that God has given to us, a peace that passes all understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I'm not willing to give it up.
Say it.
I'm not willing to give it up. Thank you, Jesus. This peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Can I get personal? My brothers didn't give it to me. My sisters didn't give it to me. My mother didn't give it to me. God gave it to me.
Say it.
My God. And I intend to guard my heart all throughout 2022. Because whatsoever I think,
yes, Jesus,
that is what I will be. And I think.
Jesus.
With all my heart, that I'm healed.
Yes, 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 yes.
Thank you, God. So I can't worry about what the doctors say. I can't worry about what the reports say. I can't worry about what the scans say. I'm telling the devil, I'm healed.
Jesus.
Woo! Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
My God. Thank you, God.
Yes, yes.
The lid has been taken off, and I'm jumping out. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I wasn't supposed to be this long. My God, my God and my Savior.
Jesus.
Anybody else ready?
Yes, Jesus.
Yeah, the lid is off.
Lord.
It's time to come out. Don't get content in that mess. Come on out.
Lord.
Regardless of what the enemy tried to tell you. I ain't worried about no COVID. I'm coming out.
Jesus, do it, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Ain't nobody worried about high blood pressure. We coming out.
Say it, say it.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Diabetes ain't got no hold on us. We coming out. The lid has been taken off.
Yes, beautiful.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
And all we need to do is guard our hearts.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Guard your hearts.
Mm.
Guard your hearts.
Mm.
Because out of your heart flows the issues of life. And what a man thinketh, so is he. Start thinking it. And not only think it, believe it.
Yes, Jesus.
Believe it. I don't care what the banks say.
Say it.
God says different. He's the one that's sovereign.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. What God has for you, it's for you.
Yes, Jesus.
Woo, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And my prayer is that you will grab hold of this today. Thank you, God. And don't stay there. Come out of the jar. The lid is off.
Yes.
Jesus made a way out.
Oh, yes.
My God.
Yes.
My God and my Savior.
Yes.
I don't know about y'all, but I feel good today.
Yes. Good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Guard your heart.
Yes.
Think on these things. Grab every thought. And bring it to the obedience of Christ. Line it up with the word. And if it don't line up with the word, kick it out.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. You focus on what God said.
Yes.
No, nothing else. You focus on what God said. And he said, I am the healer of all your diseases.
Yes.
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Whew. I am the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. Thank you, God. I am a provider of every need.
Yes, 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 yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I am the lily in the, of the valley, the bright and morning star.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. He is God and he's God alone. And that don't matter what your circumstance is, doesn't matter what your need is, the God we serve will meet your need.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes,
and never think less than yourself than God. Yes, he said, don't think more. He said, listen, let's get the scripture straight. He said, don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but he didn't say think less of yourself. I'm going to say it again. He said, don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to. Okay, God, I got it. But I am a royal priesthood, a holy nation.
Yes,
that's right. Woo, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I am more than a conqueror. Yes. See, I'm not thinking more than I should. I'm thinking on those things that the Bible says I am.
Yes.
And I'm more than a conqueror through him who loves me.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, God. Guard your heart.
Yes.
Get in God's word. Get that word in you and guard your heart.
Yes.
Ooh. Ooh, my God. Yes. My God and my Savior. Why? Because out of your heart flows the issues of life.
Yes.
And as a man thinketh, so is he. God bless you, Elder A.V. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God, hey, my God and my Savior. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. You can just take time and praise the Lord where you're at. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. God is worthy, amen, of all the praise. Amen. We thank God for his word, amen, on this morning. Amen. Coming in, amen, like